Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. You can probably guess that hospitals, even nonprofit ones, are very competitive, always touting their expertise in this area or that. But our next guest says that over 100 children's hospitals have decided to put aside competition in favor of patient safety. Dr. Elizabeth Mack is a pediatric critical care physician and the director of graduate medical education, quality, and safety at the Medical University of South Carolina, where she joins us now by phone in Charleston. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi, Mike.
Give us the background on this particular situation going on with the children's hospitals. And I understand the program is called Solutions for Patient Safety.
Correct. Solutions for Patient Safety is an international pediatric inpatient quality improvement collaborative. There are over 110 children's hospitals in the U.S. and Canada that are working to eliminate patient harm.
So how did this all come about?
In 2009, 8 children's hospitals got together in Ohio and they said, you know what, we compete a lot. We compete for providers, we compete for market shares, but we really should not compete on safety. Our data has been our own, and we'd like to share our data and learn from each other and improve the patient safety in our hospitals. And so it began as a Ohio Children's Hospital collaborative with just 8 hospitals and then grew from there. Here in South Carolina, we actually have 2 children's hospitals involved, the Palmetto Health Children's Hospital and MUSC Children's Health as well.
And so how are they all connected?
On a given day, we might have several different webinars where we connect virtually and share our tips and tools around eliminating a particular type of harm or improving our safety culture. And then in an hour later, we might be online collaborating together through the intranet that we all share, and we drop various tools or data into that intranet that we can all see across the children's hospitals. In addition, we have patients and families involved in our work, and in many cases, those patients and families connect as well. We also connect in person several times a year through conferences. In addition, we have a public-facing website that anyone in any hospital around the world can go to and say, okay, we are struggling with this type of harm. We can go to the website and see what the network has published to prevent that type of harm. This is work that has been partially funded by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and part of that is outreach to hospitals that are not within the collaborative.
What are a couple of the top patient safety issues with children these days?
Interestingly, one thing that we have learned within the collaborative is that employee harm is actually a huge source of harm within our hospitals. And that is something that we have, as a collaborative and as a healthcare community, have really neglected sort of protecting our own. The next would be unplanned extubations. In other words, when a child has a breathing tube in place down their windpipe or their trachea, if that inadvertently is removed when it's not planned for, that can cause major issues. And so that is one of our most common harms throughout the network. Second to that would be if a children have a centraline, which is a particular type of IV that children can have in place, that can get infected and cause major issues as well. We track adverse drug events. In other words, a child gets the wrong medicine, the child gets the medicine the wrong way, and we are looking to eliminate all of these harms.
And now when you mentioned employee harms, are we talking about staff members contracting a disease from a patient?
Probably the most common type of employee harm would be, for example, a needle stick injury. So if a surgeon is operating or a nurse is drawing up a medicine or a procedure is being done and a needle is involved, the employee accidentally sticks themselves with that needle. Or imagine you're walking out of the hospital during a fire drill and you're walking quickly and you slip and fall in a puddle of rain. We specifically look at harms that cause employees to be transitioned to another job or out of work for a period of time.
Elizabeth, great information. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Mike.
Dr. Elizabeth Mack is a pediatric critical care physician and the director of graduate medical education, quality, and safety at the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, where she joined us by phone. We will have a link to the Children's Hospital at MUSC, as well as Solutions for Patient Safety program posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.